Since children gain security and comfort from routine, try to continue as many traditions as is possible, even if they are modified. Ask them what traditions mean the most to them. Don't assume you know what those are. Including them in this decision makes them feel part of the planning and tells them that their feelings are important. It can also be a special time to become closer. Help them to realize it will be a difficult time for you, and that they may see you blue and tearful, but that this has no bearing on how much you love them, and your sadness is not caused by anything that they did. If they cannot express what they want, especially the younger ones, have them draw what Christmas looks like to them. For the teenagers, ask them to write down their feelings about what means the most to them and share those letters with you. Then have a family meeting at a quiet, uninterrupted time and dialogue about everyone's expectations for the season and what you can and cannot do, and come to compromise. I'd like to take a moment to talk about an issue which so many families ask me about, and that is, what do I do about their belongings? If you are moving from a house where your loved one lived, or if you are making arrangements for their belongings, there are a number of things you can do. At your own pace, you may videotape or take pictures of your entire house. Maybe walk into the rooms one by one and film or take pictures of how everything was as you walk into the house and as if you were taking a tour, and narrate it for yourself. Borrow someone's video camera from a neighbor or relative, or rent it. You know, video is such a great gift for our generation, and we'll have it for a long time. In the case of your loved one's room in the house or clearing out their belongings, do this after much consideration. Even if you didn't have the greatest relationship with them, pulling together their possessions at a frenzied pace or in anger is not the way to handle this. Even if you're in deep pain and you can't bear seeing their things or pictures right now, gently store away everything in the attic or the basement or other safe place till such time you are thinking more clearly and can determine what you want to do with each of their things. A few weeks or months later, you may feel different and you'll want the option to see, feel, smell, and hold objects that they owned or were precious to them. So don't be so quick to give away or dismantle their belongings. We don't need to list anything to our list of regrets, the list which many of us store somewhere in our hearts. When we are ready, you can give certain things to certain people, your children, your siblings, and take time with their pictures and other belongings as you feel in your own time. As we end, I'd like to invite you to two trifolds that we put out. I'd like to send them to you for free. If you'll send me a self-addressed stamp envelope, send that to ADM Publishing, offer number 143, to the address on the top of this cassette, and we'll send you two trifolds, one on the benefits of bereavement support group participation, and another on how to choose a grief counselor. Now remember, there's absolutely no shame in seeking both group and individual help. And also, if when you send that information, you could let us know how you learned about this tape and where you might have purchased it, and jot down any comments you might have that'll help us to reach out to others who are in pain. You know, it's been such a pleasure being here with you. If you lost your concentration at any time, remember that's the beauty of the rewind button. All of us live in fogs when we are navigating through the grieving process, so don't feel bad. Just pop it back into the recorder and you can hear me again and again. And lastly, as you approach each of these individually difficult days, If you begin to feel overwhelmed, please use the 3 crisis telephone numbers which I made you write down before. Don't be embarrassed to call frequently if you must. That's what these folks are there to do, to help you 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Now that you're armed with this information, you can plan ahead while taking each day as it comes. You're gonna do just fine. I have such great faith in you. So until we're together again, God bless you.
This has been a production of ADM Publishing. For more information on our other fine products on the grieving process, including Mary's highly acclaimed book entitled Understanding Your Grieving Heart After a Loved One's Death, please visit our website, www.admpublishing.com. Or to order additional copies of this recording, please call 1-800-431-1579.